This is Back to the Beginning, a J2 fic written by Bria One and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG, pairing Jared Jensen.
Hello, how are you? I know you, I knew you. I think I can remember your name. Hello, I'm sorry.
For the 5-year anniversary of the CW network's launch, they all went back. Personally, Jared figured it was the least he could do. The career he'd had, the lifestyle he was able to maintain, hell, even the friends he had had, came directly or indirectly through his association with CW, and he figured he owed it to them to pay that debt. What he hadn't figured on was Chad Michael Murray deciding on the 20th of December, 2011, was going to be the day that he finally made his move on one Jensen Ackles. "Dude," said Chad, looking disgustingly mature and capable as he changed his year-old daughter's diaper on the plush sofa in the opulent men's room of the hotel hosting the glittering CW celebration. "Man the fuck up already and go after the guy, will you? It's getting embarrassing. You've both been available, not on the same show, and waving the rainbow flag in public for a while now. Just go pork him and get it over with, okay?" He grabbed his daughter's fat little ankles and blew enthusiastic raspberries on the soles of her white sock-covered feet. "Uncle Jowett is a pussy, isn't he? Yes, he is. Yes, he is." Lola, pink-cheeked and just as squinty-eyed as her father, screamed with delighted giggles and wriggled against the soft velvet of the sofa. "He's a great big pussy. Who's Daddy's little princess, then? Is Lola? Is Lola Daddy's little princess? Yes, she is! She's Daddy's little princess!" Jared and the attendant swapped embarrassed looks and tried to ignore the grown man crooning gibberish to the half-naked toddler giggling away to herself on the couch. "It's been nearly a year since you've seen the guy," continued Chad, oblivious to his audience's discomfort. "It's like meeting him for the first time. You've changed, he's changed, it's new, it's exciting. Grab his ass, stick your tongue in his ear, and tell him you want to bone him stupid. He'll eat it up." Blinking, Jared said with horror and no little amazement, "How did you ever manage to get laid, let alone married?" "I'm loaded." Chad finished reassembling his baby girl's outfit, scooped her up, and kissed her rosy cheek with a resounding smack that had both him and his offspring giggling in a truly nauseating way. "And I'm awesome." He stood, tucking Lola under one arm like a pink, roughly football, and slinging her baby bag over his other shoulder with a practiced move. "But mainly loaded." Jared winced at the way Lola was carted past him, drooping in the middle over the curve of her father's wrist and kicking her little feet idly in the air as she contemplated the floor moving quickly under her nose. "You should be more careful with her." He stifled a yelp as Chad turned to quizzically look at him and narrowly missed braining his beloved only child on the corner of a sink. "You'll bang her head!" Chad snorted and did something complicated that had Jared's heart nearly stopping in his chest and Lola in completely unsupported free fall for a moment, before she ended up the right way up and plastered against her father's extremely expensive tuxedo-clad chest, with her padded butt resting comfortably on his arm. "Dude, I bang her head at least twice a week. She's a kid, not a china plate. She'll make it through." He turned his head and nuzzled his nose between Lola's jaw and shoulder, making her shriek with delight. "And my little girl isn't a pussy like her Uncle Jared, is she? No, she isn't. No, she isn't. She's a big, tough girl who can take a little roughhousing, can't she? Yes, she can. Yes, she can! Lola shrieked some more and smacked Chad in one squinty eye with a wildly flailing fist. See? Said Chad, looking pained and obscenely proud in equal measure as he blinked rapidly to clear his vision. One tough cookie. Lola looked at Chad, blew some spit bubbles, and grinned at him in a manner that was far too reminiscent of her father for Jared's peace of mind. Especially for a person that didn't even reach his kneecaps, for God's sake. He recoiled and looked unnerved at father and daughter. Chad favored Jared with a look of staggering condescension and pity. Dude, bone your boy and make us all happy men. He jiggled Lola, who looked alarmingly like she was leering at Jared, and added, "And women." He headed to the door again. "Come on, let's go be awesome and amazing and shit." Jared remained in place for another few moments, and then turned slowly to the attendant who had been an unwillingly fascinated audience to Chad's indiscreet and distressingly unpeppy pep talk. "I've got a $100 bill with your name on it if you forget everything that just happened here." The attendant, a man who was still reeling from the fact that a naked female butt had been wriggling indiscriminately on his lovingly cared for, previously male-only couch, nodded soberly and said pityingly, "You can be assured of my complete discretion, sir." The bill changed hands, and the attendant dared to touch a consoling hand to Jared's slumped shoulder. "I'm sure he means well." Nodding forlornly, Jared said, "That's what I'm afraid of." He mustered a weak smile and took a bracing breath. "I can get through this. It'll be okay." Looking like he rather doubted it, the attendant gave Jared another bolstering smile as he headed out the door and back to the party. "That's the spirit." He waited until the door had almost shut behind the other man before calling, "Good luck." A plaintive moan from Jared was his only answer. If Jared was reconsidering his decision to come to the CW reunion, "Thank God We're All Still Alive and Employed" party, then Jensen was 2 seconds away from turning around and heading back out the door and down the red carpet he had just walked up. The moment he entered the packed-to-capacity ballroom and took his first breath of hot, cologne and perfume-heavy air, he wanted to first gag, and then to beat a hasty retreat back to his light, airy apartment that boasted lovely ocean views, an impressive entertainment system, and, more importantly, was absolutely vacant of anyone that he didn't want to talk to, and insisted on seeing him as either a cash cow, just a pretty face, or a combination of both. He cast his eyes around and practiced his cool and aloof look as he scoped out the room for one of the handful of people he actually wanted to see that night, and, failing to see any of them, instead focused on the bar and headed determinedly in that direction. He had just taken his first sip of beer, smiling absently and, he hoped, discouragingly, at some familiar CW faces, when he was clapped on the shoulder so hard he nearly went to the floor face first and smashed his mouth on his glass. "Jesus Christ!" He spun in place, face flushed with annoyance and his free hand already curling into a fist, and stopped short when he found himself face to face with a cherubic infant dressed head to toe in pink. The infant beamed at him and kicked excitedly when he blinked at her and took a startled step backwards. He looked nervously at the drink in his hand, wondering whether Rosenbaum or some other wise ass had managed to get to the booze after all and spiked the shit out of it. Jensen looked at the baby again, and then glanced quickly from side to side, trying to judge if anyone else was hallucinating seeing a floating baby just in what appeared to be some kind of pink meringue. "Hackles, you man-whore!" said the baby, in a shockingly loud and masculine voice. "You look hot, I do you." Jensen blinked again, and then scowled when Chad Michael Murray's mischievous face poked out from around the baby's side. Chad waggled Lola at him and smirked. "How's it going?" "They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel tonight." Jensen scowled harder when Chad settled Lola on his hip and grinned infuriatingly at him. You're the best that you could come up with?
Dude,
said Chad, unoffended. I'm the only thing worth seeing tonight. He bounced his daughter and beamed fondly when she gurgled with appreciation and gummed happily at his tuxedo lapel. Well, me and Miss Thing here. Jensen kept the scowl on his face for a moment before a small smile broke out on his face and he looked at Lola curiously. So, this is the kid, huh? He put his beard down on the bar beside him and crouched slightly to look her in the eye. She looks like a human. You sure she's yours? Chad looked down at the little girl that was his mirror image and bounced her again, his expression going goofy and misty-eyed. Like I got a clone. He looked up at Jensen again and then held out his free arm. Come here. You missed the first year of my kid's life. The least you can do is look happy to see us now. Jensen snorted, but moved forward readily enough to give Chad, and by extension Lola, a happy embrace. I'm a good actor, but I'm not that good, Murray. He chuckled low in his throat when Lola squeaked at being crushed between them, and then stepped back to flick a gentle fingertip at her nose. Hey there, kiddo, how you doing? Chad glared. Don't be putting the moves on my kid. He glared harder at Jensen's revolted grimace and then thrust Lola forward into Jensen's arms. Here, hold your kind of goddaughter. Jensen, fumbling and trying desperately to get a grip on the little girl in her insanely slippery outfit, held Lola as tightly as he could and tried to look reassuring and friendly when Lola looked at him uncertainly. Some warning would be good, Chad. He finally managed to get her in a comfortable and secure hold and smiled a little more comfortably. Hey there, kiddo. Hey. Lola stared at him piercingly and appeared to be withholding judgment on whether she should be enthusiastic about meeting him or not. Jensen stared back at her for a moment, then laughed outright. Yeah, she's yours. She definitely didn't get those social skills from Kenzie. He glanced up at Chad and said warmly, How have you been? You look like this suits you. Chad grinned. Yeah, it really does. He glanced at his daughter and reached out to run his knuckles over her flushed cheek. Of course, you'd have seen how much it suited me sooner if you hadn't been such an antisocial bastard these past couple years. What the fuck, dude? Switching his attention back to Lola, now engaged in trying to lean backwards in his embrace and make a grab for his forgotten bottle of beer on the bar behind him, Jensen shrugged. Been busy. He took a step away from the bar and nimbly stripped his watch off his wrist to dangle enticingly in front of Lola when her lip trembled suspiciously and her eyes dampened. Like a magpie, her gaze was drawn to the shiny gold finish, and she snatched it happily out of his fingers and shoved it in her mouth. Jensen laughed. That's a girl. He looked back at Chad curiously. Initiating her into the delights of the publicity machine a little early, aren't you? Surprise the powers that be let you get away with it. Chad looked smug and glanced around the room with a disdainful curl to his mouth. The days of me being a good little pin-up are long gone, man. They wanted me here, so they do things my way. He stroked his daughter's cheek again. Me and Kenzie don't have her in child care any more than we have to. We take her with us wherever we can. Almost lost for words at Chad's explanation, Jensen boggled for a moment before saying faintly, Man, what the hell happened to you? Rolling his eyes, Chad said, Emotional maturity, Ackles, look it up. You should try it sometime. He looked around the room again. Or, better still, go look up our boy Padalecki. He's off somewhere practically chewing on the furniture in anticipation at seeing his hot platonic life partner again. Go put him out of his misery and lay one on him, just like the good old days. His heart suddenly pounding at the confirmation that Jared was already here and looking for him, Jensen fought back a tide of color rising his cheeks and snarled, He was always the one to lay things on people, not me. So shake things up some. Unperturbed, Chad shrugged. Give the press and internet something to talk about. God knows you guys could fuck each other's brains out on the dance floor, and all you'd get is a round of applause and a collective, What the fuck took you so long? And... He stared. What are you doing? Jensen, scandalized, had Lola's head pressed against his shoulder, one ear muffled by the fabric of his suit and the other covered by his suddenly sweating palm. "She can hear you!" Chad snorted, unimpressed. "Dude, she hears me every day. This is the least of the things she's going to tell her shrink in a few years." Lola squealed, protesting under Jensen's grip, and smacked his chin with his spit-soaked watch. "Okay," said Jensen, releasing his death grip on the baby's skull, and prepared to concede that a few curse words were going to be the least dramatic things that Lola was going to have to deal with, growing up in Chad's tender care, and snapped, "I can hear you! That joke stopped being funny when the show got renewed for the first time." "Oh, Jensen," said Chad, with fond condescension, "that joke never stops being funny. Till the day you die, my man, till the day you die." He jerked his head at the crowd around them and said in a low, confiding tone, "You realize that the only reason half of these bastards show up tonight was to see if you and Jared would finally get it on after being outed, right? You're quite the hot topic, dude." Jensen's eyes widened, and his mouth dropped open in horror. "Fuck you, Murray!" He looked even more horrified when he realized he had blurted the curse nearly directly into Lola's shell-like ear and said hastily, "Duck! I said, duck you!" Chad squinted at him pityingly. "I'm beginning to see why you're still single." He grinned fondly at his daughter when she waved her purloined watch at him. "My kid has more hope of getting lucky tonight, and she can't even talk or walk in a straight line without falling over by herself yet." He paused, considered, and then eyed Jensen thoughtfully before switching his attention to his friend's forgotten beer. "Hey, not a bad plan. You could totally get wasted and then hit on him. Can only improve your chances, right?" "I hate you so much." Snarling, Jensen adjusted his hold on Lola again and said, "And I am not here to do anything to Jared. It's never been like that between us, and..." Chad's attention drifted over Jensen's shoulder, and his face took on a slightly maniacal grin. "You keep telling yourself that, buddy." The maniacal grin widened. "Jared, over here!" All his indignant and outraged protests dying in his throat, Jensen whirled, drawing a crazed and approving scream of laughter from Lola at the sudden exciting spin of motion, and found himself nose to collarbone with Jared Padalecki. He jumped, nearly fumbled his grip on the baby, who smacked his chin again with his wet watch, and blurted, "Jared, you're here!" Before he realized what a completely dumbass thing to say it was. Jared looked down at him, looking slightly nervously at Lola, who was watching him with a knowing and smug gleam to her cherubic face, and then back to Jensen. "Hey, yeah, you too." He could feel his face start to stretch in a goofy grin, his whole body thrumming with an awareness that he hadn't even realized been missing until he was standing before Jensen again. "You came." "Not yet," said Chad cheerfully, "but I have hopes." He deftly retrieved his daughter, grinned shamelessly at the poisonous glares his friends both shot at him, and hissed surprisingly subtly, considering his behavior so far that evening, "You're being watched, guys. Make it look good." Jared and Jensen stared at each other for a moment now, thanks to Chad, aware that they were the focus of every piece of subtle, and not so subtle, attention in the room, and then broke into simultaneous wide grins, arms instinctively reaching out to each other like they had so many times before, and at so many of the press junkets and other appearances they'd made together. Even though it had been over a year since they'd seen each other, there was nothing awkward about the hug. The moment they touched, it was like the intervening time hadn't happened, and they each wrapped their arms around the other as hard as they could, squeezing like they couldn't believe the other was finally real. "Damn, it's so good to see you, man." Jared tightened his grip impossibly still, laughing when Jensen grunted in surprise and mild protest, and almost lifted his shoulder friend off his feet. "It's been way too long." Jensen laughed back, his nerves and trepidation at the evening disappearing under the familiarity of being half squashed to death by Jared in public once more. "It's good to see you, too." He squeezed back, breathing in the clean scent of shower gel, shampoo, and aftershave, and the underlying comforting scent of Jared beneath it all. Way, way too long. Chad looked on fondly and bounced Lola where she sat on his hip and watched the two men with wide eyes. I think I'm gonna cry, he smirked. Or pop a boner. He frowned when Lola shrieked and flailed her arms in excitement. Hey, watch it, you're too young to get that. He frowned harder when Lola waved her arms some more and spit up some milk in her excitement. No kid of mine is turning into a squeeing fangirl, okay? Have a little class. Lola wheed in answer, made an energetic attempt to fling herself to the floor, and wiped the trail of drool and milk leaking from her mouth on her father's shoulder. Good, said Chad, as he nodded, apparently satisfied with his response. I don't want to have this conversation again. Now bask in the perfection that is unconsummated manlust, and let's go find your mom and tell her she owes me $50. They are so getting it on tonight. Some 3 hours later, and it looked like Chad's confident prediction to his daughter might have been a little premature. Once they had been reunited, Jared and Jensen had remained inseparable with each other and had made their way through the room, networking together as though they had never been apart. Both of them were conscious of the eyes on them as they moved around the room, the speculation that had always followed them, right from the very earliest days on Supernatural, it sometimes seemed, had only intensified after it had been revealed in the media that both of them were bisexual. In the first few years of Obama's term as president, and the new feeling of acceptance and tolerance that had swept the country following the repealing of DADT, there had been a rash of public figures confirming that their personal preferences weren't as mainstream as previously thought. Jared had been the first to reveal to the media and his fans that he was bisexual, and he had done it in typically over-the-top style, with a defiant strut down the red carpet for one of his films, his hand wrapped firmly around one of the film students he had met a few weeks previously, and basically dared anyone to make anything of it. Which, as Jared was physically terrifying and box office gold at the time, no one had dared to do, and he had overnight become the golden boy of every gay rights movement going, and gathered even more diehard mainstream fans than he knew what to do with. All eyes had then turned to Jensen, who had, just as defiantly as Jared had come out, carried on with his engagement to Daniil, and resolutely ignored what appeared to be an entire nation waiting with bated breath for him to throw himself into Jared's arms now that it was allowed. After 3 months had passed, and Jared still seemed happy with his film student, and Jensen was still grimly squiring Daniil about town, the nation had deflated with an almost audible hiss, and looked elsewhere for its entertainment. Which was when Jensen and Daniil had quietly ended their engagement, amicably split their assets, and Jensen had taken himself off to New York to sign on for a 6-month stint on an off-Broadway play, and, very discreetly, start an affair with a director 13 years his senior, who was serious, gray-haired, and most emphatically male. The nation, when it finally noticed, as Jensen had been very, very discreet, went wild for a few days, frowned collectively when it appeared that Jensen and Jared were actually quite happy with their respective other male halves, and then increasingly huffily turned its attention back to other, more rewarding subjects who were more than happy to provide them with fodder for the rumor mill. Jared and Jensen were still close. They still spoke to each other almost daily and visited when they could, but life happened, and before they knew it, weeks had passed, and then months, and then it was a year, and they had both become single somewhere along the line, and it was the CW reunion, and Chad was going to be in attendance. Chad, despite being generally acknowledged as a douche and general lowlife by all that thought they knew him, was actually an okay guy. He cared about his family and his friends, and quietly gave of his time to various charities, and not so quietly adored his young wife and new daughter, and wanted his friends to be as happy as he was. He had watched over a period of years as Jared and Jensen had become friends, and then roommates, and then had fallen in love, and then had completely failed to notice that what was happening happened to both of them. He found it mostly hilarious that the general consensus seemed to be that he and Jensen quietly loathed each other and were jealous of each other's place in Jared's life, and went out of his way to actively encourage the increasingly outlandish rumors because it was funny as hell and it always confused the hell out of the media when they were snapped together socializing sans Padalecki and were quite obviously having a good time in each other's company. He was also getting increasingly desperate, more years than he cared to think about later, than his two friends would ever man up and admit how they felt about each other because Lola was due to be christened on her 18-month birthday, and he and Kenzie knew exactly who they wanted to be godfathers, and he didn't think it would set a good example to his beloved only child to have her godparents so obviously meant for each other and boning other people because they were too dumb to admit it. He had, like, morals and shit, right? Chad absently rocked from side to side as he cradled Lola asleep in his arms and ignored the PA that was trying to take advantage of the photo opportunity and get some absolutely golden shots for his new show. He watched as Gerard and Jensen held court with some of the stable of CW girls, old and new, that apparently found them just as charmingly bisexual and pressed up against each other's sides as they had when the boys had been dating women and ignoring all the persistent rumors about them screwing each other on the quiet. He continued to watch thoughtfully for a few moments before looking down at the baby sleeping in his arms and sighing regretfully. Kenzie was going to kill him for this. The high-pitched scream from across the room had everyone in the vicinity freezing in place for a moment before turning their heads and seeing a frantic-looking Chad Michael Murray trying to placate his scarlet-faced daughter, bellowing her displeasure at the ceiling and flailing wildly with her clenched baby fists. "Jared!" yelled Chad, motioning jerkily with his head as he dodged his daughter's hands. "Jared, dude, get over here! Code red!" Jared stared at him and then looked around himself, evidently hoping that Chad meant some other Jared and not himself, because, seriously, did he look like Mary freaking Poppins? "Jared!" yelled Chad again, bouncing Lola up and down like a man possessed. "Jensen, help me!" Jensen and Jared exchanged looks and then looked back at Chad and Lola. They didn't move. Chad scowled. "I still have pictures of Jared's 30th birthday, guys, and I..." Moving so fast they nearly blurred, Jared and Jensen shot across the crowded room, and those nearby later swore that they heard the faint echo of a sonic boom in their wake. Looking smug, Chad smiled grimly at them and held out his screaming daughter. "Take her outside for me? I think we're gonna call it quits, and I need to go and find Kenzie. She's upstairs with a couple of producers and her agent." Wearing identical looks of horrified panic, Jared and Jensen stared from Chad to his daughter and then back again and, as one, took a large step backwards. Neither Lola nor Chad looked overly impressed with this move and demonstrated it by upping the volume on the already fairly impressive screaming and squinting furiously and hissing, "There are videos to go along with the photos, guys." Which was how Jared and Jensen found themselves in a little anteroom off the main ballroom 5 minutes later, with a still screaming baby and both its parents conspicuously absent. Jared, by dint of being the one with the most incriminating evidence against him, was the one that had been saddled with actually holding Lola and was bobbing hopefully up and down, clutching the little girl, whilst Jensen waggled his watch in her general direction and was going with the working theory that it had worked once as a distraction and would therefore work again. Lola continued to scream and actively disprove this theory. Looking increasingly frazzled and wild-eyed, Jared said, "Maybe we should give her some shots. That always seems to work with Chad." Jensen, still dangling his watch hopefully in front of Lola, said incredulously, "Are you kidding me? She's still in diapers!" Bobbing up and down like his life and sanity depended on it, Jared said grimly, "It's Chad's kid. If anyone can handle it, it's gonna be her." For one awful, unforgivable moment, Jensen actually considered it and then shook himself briskly and glared. "We are not getting an infant drunk." His glare intensified when Jared shot him an appealing look. "No, Jared!" He bit his lip when Lola continued to wail, and Jared looked suspiciously like he might be joining her soon, and then abruptly and with great reluctance, thrust out his hands. "Okay, give her here. Hey!" Fumbling madly, he tried to get a grip on Lolo while Jared practically threw her at him and then backed away like it was a rabid bear he was trying to escape, rather than an overtired and cranky baby. "Jesus Christ," said Jensen, in tones of deep disgust, and spent a few seconds getting Lola pinned and horizontal so that she lay in his arms and across his chest, almost puce in her distress and anger and clashing horribly with her dress. "Okay, let's try this." He began to sway from side to side, humming under his breath and smiling hopefully down into Lola's screaming face. Lola remained unimpressed, and managed to get one arm free to fling around wildly and punch herself in the eye. "Hey," said Jared with a smirk, "just like old times, you start singing and people start trying to knock themselves unconscious to escape." Jensen glowered and hissed pointedly, "I can give her back, you know." Holding up his hands defensively, Jared spluttered, "That's cool, man, you just hang on to her there and..." He suddenly paused, stared at Jensen like he'd just seen the second coming of the Lord, and then delved a hand into his inside jacket pocket so fast he almost ripped a hole in the material. "Aha!" Jensen stared at the object that Jared flourished in his direction and rolled his eyes. "Oh, you're not serious." Ignoring him, Jared caught one of Lola's hands in his, wrapped her little fingers around the object, and then guided it to her mouth. And then, after a startled hiccup, there was blessed, blessed silence. It worked! Delighted, Jared clapped Jensen on the shoulder and hurriedly righted him when he sent the other man and his considerably less cranky cargo stumbling. "Sorry, it's just... it worked!" Jensen looked unimpressed and then focused on Lola, lying in his arms and watching him from still damp eyes as she chewed contentedly at the long strip of red licorice Jared had fished from his pocket. "I'm not sure this is better than getting her drunk." Jared snorted and edged warily closer to peer down at the baby. "She's stopped. We can worry about everything else later." He shot a hurried look at the room around them and then touched Jensen's shoulder lightly. "Come and sit down. She'll get heavy." His mouth twisted in a derisive smirk before he could stop himself. Seriously, even after all these years and Jared still thinks a couple of inches of difference between their heights means Jensen is somehow more fragile and needs looking after. Jensen rolls his eyes and let himself be guided across the room and down onto the two-seater sofa up against the far wall. A silence grew between them once Jared had settled himself down beside Jensen, and he couldn't bring himself to look up and meet his friend's eyes, because he was suddenly conscious that this was the first time they'd been truly alone together in what feels like forever, and... Jensen fixed his eyes on Lola's now content face and didn't look up. "I missed you." Jared's voice was low and warm, and strangely hesitant, as though he wasn't sure he had the right to say that anymore. "I miss seeing you, man." "You've seen me." Jensen wanted to wince at how abrupt his reply sounded, wanted to take it back and make it sound less churlish and defensive. "We talk all the time." The explosion of exasperated air from Jared's mouth was a combination of irritation and amusement, and it ruffled Lola's blonde curls as she lay in Jensen's arms, and she rolled her eyes up in her head to glare suspiciously at Jared, and simultaneously cram more of her candy into her mouth, as though afraid it was going to be taken away from her as suddenly as it was presented. Jared laughed low in his throat, and then abruptly shifted, slouching his body down in his seat, and leaning his head back against the sofa. "I came tonight because I knew you would be here." He rolled his head on the sofa and eyed Jensen appraisingly. "You've been avoiding me." Jensen still kept his eyes fixed on Lola's face and scowled. "I've been busy." "You've been avoiding me," Jared repeated, not interested in humoring Jensen and letting him avoid this confrontation like they've both let themselves avoid so many others. "I thought... me and Leon, we haven't been together for a while now." Jensen's scowl intensified at the mention of Jared's film student, and the muscle in his jaw twitched hard before he forced his face still again. Yeah, got the email, and the phone call, and the text. I wanted to cover all the bases. Jared, sounding just as irritated in his own way as Jensen, clenched his hands on his thighs and resolutely did not grab the baby, put her on the floor, and then shake Jensen till his teeth rattled, although it was a close thing. I found out from Chris when you and Deacon ended. Jensen shrugged. It was no big deal, just one of those things. Clenching his teeth so hard he almost popped a molar, Jared said, I would have come. If you had called, I would have come. For a long moment, it looked like Jensen wouldn't answer, and then his shoulders abruptly sagged. I know. He screwed his eyes shut for a moment, and then opened them and turned his head to look at Jared, longing and defeat and something a lot like love shining in his eyes. And what would that have said about us? Jared stared back for a long time, taking in every contour of the well-beloved face before him, and then rolled his eyes and silently blessed Chad Michael Murray in a way he'd never been blessed before. It would have said that we were finally being where we should be, you moron. He moved forward, careful not to put any weight on Lola's head where she lay masticating in Jensen's embrace, and kissed Jensen lightly on the lips. Idiot. Jensen blinked at him when he pulled back, licked his lips slowly, and then laughed before giving in to the inevitable and kissing him back. Chad and Kenzie quietly pulled the door shut as the two men kissed again and stood in the hallways, beaming at each other with misty-eyed sentimentality for a moment, before Kenzie pulled her hand back and punched her husband as hard as she could on his shoulder. "Ow!" said Chad, looking wounded and backing up hurriedly. "That hurt! You pinched our daughter to make her cry and used her to get your buddies laid!" hissed Kenzie in outrage, following Chad with her hand raised threateningly once more. "What were you thinking?" "I needed her to cry," said Chad in earnest explanation. "I needed a way to get them together. Chicks dig babies. Jensen's practically a chick." Kenzie gaped, scowled, and then raised her hand further. "You are so lucky you're loaded." "And awesome," yelled Chad, laughing, as he took off down the corridor with Kenzie in hot pursuit. "Don't forget awesome." The end.